Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Marita?
Who's calling?
My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey.
Uh-huh.
We are conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community.
Okay.
Is this Marita?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
And may I ask your age?
71.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Oh, I know I'll be voting. If I'm alive, I'll be voting.
Will you be definitely voting or probably?
I am definitely voting.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Right now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I can answer that. I'm not, I'd say I'm kind of not satisfied.
You're dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. So the options are increasing border securities and stopping illegal immigration, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving the economy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, providing affordable childcare, or fighting inflation. Can you please select two of those?
Two of those, voting rights and health care.
Providing, okay, healthcare, let me see. Voting rights and healthcare, thank you so much. Okay, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Well, basically, in my opinion, for me, myself, it's staying the same.
Staying the same? Okay.
Yes.
In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. The lack of good-paying job opportunities, the inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich.
I would say racism is one of the factors with jobs and unfair practices for the rich.
Which one?
I said the racism.
The racism, mm-hmm. And the other one was?
Unfair job opportunities for rich.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a lot.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose the effort to ban books.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
completely, strongly opposed.
Thank you. I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel unfavorable. And 50 means you do not feel either or. You can select any number from 0 to 100. Yeah, so Kamala Harris?
50.
Thank you. Beyonce?
About 100.
Okay, thank you. The feminist movement?
75.
Black Lives Matter?
100.
The NAACP?
75.
Joe Biden?
75.
Ron DeSantis?
5.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential elections, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Switching things a bit, please rate how much of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that it don't have any impact at all in your life. 5 could be moderate impact, and 10 has a major impact. So from 0 to 10, please. Climate change?
Oh. What's the highest, 10?
Yeah, 10 is the highest number. Okay.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, affirmative action ending?
Well, I don't support that at all, but it affects me, 10.
10, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the country's economy going into a recession soon?
10.
And also the crime and violence in this country?
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Excuse me?
Is that strongly agree or somewhat?
Oh, strongly agree.
Okay. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Other countries do it, yes. Strongly agree.
Okay. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
What's next to it?
Strongly agree, somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Absolutely strongly agree.
Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
And the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations you think employers have to be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, mothers adopting a child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or fathers adopting a child. Which of the following?
Ooh, that's hard to say. I would run around with that.
Okay, you can select multiple.
Okay, check them out.
Okay, thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, perfect. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the past 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime?
No better.
Assault?
Say that one again, please.
Yeah. Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you've completed?
Actually, I did complete some college, but I don't have a degree.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Some
college. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I say several times a year.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list of outlets or stations, please tell me how often you regularly watched or read them in the span of a week. Your local TV news. Is that very often, somewhat often, not often, or seldom or never?
Very often.
Somewhat often?
Very often.
Oh, very. I'm sorry. Thank you. Fox News?
Fox News? No.
Mm-hmm. No, not that often or seldom to never?
Never.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
MSNBC?
Seldom. What's the one they said?
Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom?
Not that often.
NCNN?
Not that often.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that a strong Democrat or not?
A strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by your spouse or your employer, health insurance you bought and paid yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay, can you just select one? Medicare or
Medicare.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, Medicare. Uh-huh.
And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your
I
spouse?
Am.
Okay, you. Would you please tell me which into the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000.
Fifteen to thirty.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Enjoy your night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.